God's truths are not always what you read in Scripture, because we go through some crazy stuff in our own lives that drive us crazy, that cause us to do crazy things, cause us to be irrational and do things we never thought that we would do. But I find it no secret that the Bible refers to the Holy Ghost as a teacher. Some of my most favorite teachers I enjoyed in school were ones that not only were knowledgeable in the subject, but they cared about me enough that they wanted me to learn so that I would improve. The Holy Ghost cares about you, and it wants to envelop your praises, especially your prayers. Some of us need to grow in prayer life. I don't know who I'm talking to, but we need to grow in this. The Holy Ghost, as it begins to move when you call on Him, you just receive it. And that which He's speaking to you, it's not trying to condemn you, make you feel less of yourself. It's trying to teach you that you can overcome this. And you can be free from this. And you can let these things go. There have been many things. I won't waste your time going through all the things that I have went through with that experience. And it only came by prayer. I didn't get it in a praise. Praise feels good, and it's empowering and encouraging. And if you're not doing it, you need to, because you're missing something when you don't. But this comes by prayer. There were some demons that the disciples were baffled by that they could not cast out on their own. And Jesus revealed to them that these things only come out by prayer and fasting. When you will pray and then deny yourself the things that God shows you, then you're anointed with power. Boy, I wish I could preach like Brother T.D. Jakes. Boy, I wish I could expound the Word of God like Perry Stone. Boy, I wish I could be as humble as Jensen Franklin. I wish I could preach with fire like Cheryl Brady. I'm here to tell you that you can't identify with another person. You don't know all the things that they've moved closer to God with by laying down. The only thing I know is that that same power that they're endued with is the same power that was spoke that we could all receive if we would tarry for a little while. If you will endure in your prayer life, you will begin to see the things that need to change. Don't wait on me to preach you on what you need to change. I don't got time to tell you what you need to say, what you need to do, how the things that you need to change in you. I need to be preaching to the lost. How many of you can agree with that? I don't have time to tell you what to do, but I serve a Holy Ghost that will speak to you and change your life. If the Spirit tells you that it's time to lay off pornography, you've got to stop.
And all of a sudden, a hush fell over the room.
If you know that the only conversation you're going to have with this person is negative, it's time to sever it. The things that we know that God has already shown us, don't wait for it to come around again. When God speaks, He means it. And when He means it, it's time that you heed to it. If He's told you not to talk that way, you already know better. Don't get me after church and ask me if you think this is right or wrong. Pray that God would show you if it's right or wrong. I'm not called to be your judge. There are none of us in this room that have the right to judge each other. And if we really walked that way, we wouldn't condemn each other in our minds, but act like that we like one another. We wouldn't pretend that we have love in our heart, because I'm telling you, it shows, because you'll deny the power.
We'll lay in the comfort.
The bed I'm sleeping on right now, it's probably had about 7 years of wear, and every time I lay down on it, I say to myself, I'm going to get a new bed. I'm so uncomfortable. I have laid in this thing. Who can say amen to this? I've laid in this thing for so long, when I get up in the morning, I'm more broken in my back than I was when I laid down. Mattresses weren't meant to last forever. That bed you're laying in and your problems, after a while, you're going to get so uncomfortable that you'll be miserable around everybody and with yourself. It's time that we get an upgrade and learn that we don't have to always dwell on the things and settle for the things that we've been brought out of. It's time that we grow up, be adults, love each other, and serve God and know what we are called to do. You've not preached long enough, brother, to talk that way. I've been through enough to talk that way. I've been through enough. I've been through enough people drama. I've been through enough. If you don't respect me, it doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. What I'm here to tell you is that if God didn't think that I was qualified to be standing here right now, He wouldn't have allowed me to get here. He wouldn't have allowed me to have these clothes. He wouldn't have redeemed me from my addictions. I'm here because I'm getting out of my bed. It's time we wake up and not sleep in slumber.
that when God calls, we'll be ready. Who's ready to serve him with power and boldness?
You can sleep too long and do more harm to yourself than if you had slept at all. And I don't know about you, but if I was the lame person that received my healing, would you have even give that bed a second thought that you would ever want to lay down? If it were me, I would have never wanted to lay down again. I would have wanted to walk.
Somebody identify.
I would have rather walked. I would have rather went and told somebody, hey, I've been paralyzed all my life. But then Jesus came by and spoke to me. And all the things that kept me down, I've been delivered and set free. I was once lost, but now I'm saved. I was once blind, but now I'm made with sight. I was once a leper, plagued by sin, but I'm forgiven by the blood. Jesus didn't stay on the cross. He didn't stay in the tomb. Do you know where we're going with this? 3 days went by. And it was time. It was time to show that he could defy just being human. That he had something truly within. That all the ones that doubted him, all the religious that accused him, all the ones that shouted Barabbas, all the ones that stood by and watched him be lashed with a whip, all the ones that stood by and watched the agony of his death had to see that the stone had been rolled away. The impossible had occurred and a resurrection had taken place. You see, Jesus got out of bed. Hallelujah. He didn't stay in the tomb, but he went down and made a way that we're able to never see hell. He made a way that we'd be redeemed
and have even the privilege of looking for his coming.
Jesus was mourning for a man that had died. He had been dead 4 days. His name was Lazarus, and he spoke about that resurrection. And as the witness of his words, he spoke to the dead. Lazarus, come forth. And behold, a man came forth. You see, Lazarus got out of bed. Jesus, agonizing in the garden with a multitude of emotion, was seeking God for the things that were to come. And the people that he brought to pray with him had slumbered. And he asked a very peculiar question. Could you not pray with me even just an hour? Can we not, church? While we have the strength, I'm in the last year of my 20s, and I intend to do everything I can while I have the strength. But we as a body have more than enough opportunity to shine for God. We have more than enough gifts to amaze a lost and dying world. We have more than enough talents and abilities. We even know what we need to do. And I know if you know what you need to do, how many of you have seen it so clear that you see it in your spirit before you ever do it? I have saw myself preaching before, and I've saw myself preaching a message, and then I found myself in that same moment. Not even trying to create the moment, it just happens. You can't force that kind of stuff. I've had God show me in dreams things that are to come. Just today I had God reveal a dream unto me and give me the interpretation of it. I know that if we will seek him sincerely, that he will speak to us. Just as he did to Samuel, just as he did to anoint every king that you read through the Chronicles, to anoint every disciple. But most of all, to save every soul that will believe. What do you think I'm going to tell you right now? It's time we get out of bed. Don't sleep and slumber while you have the strength. There's going to come a day when you're not able to get out of the bed. We go to the nursing home. We see these people. Some of them bless our hearts because they don't even have the ability to get out of the bed. There's a lady there that when we go, she sings, I'm going to die on the battlefield. And hearing the words from somebody like that tells me that while you have the strength, you better get busy. Because God still sees you even in your weakness. It's time we rise and be on guard. This isn't anything I'm telling you of me. But the Bible said to watch and pray, and implies together. We must pray and keep our eyes peeled for what the enemy may try to do. That when it comes, we don't overreact. That we handle it with meekness. There's some things I'm facing right now. I feel burdened even before I even try to tell somebody, because I know that it doesn't do me any good to vent my problems. Sometimes you just have to take it to God. There's some things I'm facing in my own life right now that are of great difficulty. And I want to get out of bed. And I want to hear who the head is in my life. But if we've got more going on than Jesus and he's not the head, then when we try to move the body,
were paralyzed. That's people that will, that's referred to as false prophets. Those who try to move, but without acknowledgement of the head. They'll say, Lord, Lord, and try to enter into the kingdom of heaven too. But for such will be turned away. Are there false prophets in churches? They're everywhere. There are people that I sometimes feel like are called just to pull others down. And the only way they'll ever be converted is if we can get them out of bed. But the only way you're going to speak to anybody and make a difference is if you do it by the authority of Jesus Christ. That same word that he spoke over the lame one, the same words that he used, the same act that he put his saliva upon the mud, we preached that once, and put it upon the eyes, that obedience, that moving when he felt like moving, that's the kind of thing that's going to cause your ministry to just... I was just a guy that played music once, but oh, how far that God has taken me. Did I do any of it on my own? Of course not. Best I can tell, all my thinking and all my ways was where I was at when God saved me. I've came so much further now that I'm redeemed. But I've elevated because I listen to him when he speaks to me. There are some people that got saved 20 years ago and have not elevated at all. They only feel a certain portion. They only feel a little bit of spirit. And that is more than enough for them. And they're satisfied with a little. But they're, how would we say this? That they're consuming beneath their standard that they could. If they would. When God pours it out to you, you can turn it away or you can receive it. When he speaks to you, you can disregard it or you can receive it. Trials will act as a merry-go-round. Until you get off of it, it's going to keep on coming back. I used to have such a problem worrying about people. Even in ministry, just worrying, you know, go preach somewhere and I would absolutely just, have you been there? You just absolutely expound the word of God and then you're on the ride home, you're just quiet and you recess within yourself and you're just like, Lord, did I mess up? Lord, did I do anything wrong or did I say anything? And then you like go, for me, I'll go back and get the CD and I'll listen to the playback and I'm thinking, well, that's not that bad. And, you know, trying to figure out what was it that maybe somebody didn't like or something. And I finally got victory over that because, buddy, I'm telling you, there are far more important things to do than worry about people. Because those people that were critical and judging were the same ones that crucified Jesus. Why would you spend any time trying to persuade people that just want you destroyed? You'll never win. You can't win. It's impossible. One cannot please God and please the flesh. There is no fellowship with light and darkness. When you know a better way to go and you still try to appease those that think that this way is better, you can't fellowship with both ways. There's only one of two masters that you can serve. You have to identify that when you hear God speak, that you must shift your life choices towards a better way to live. If that means God's showing you to be a better loving husband, it to be a better loving father, if he's showing you, come on, man, somebody say amen. If he's showing you to be more responsible, if he's showing you to do things benevolently just because and not because you have to, you can be blessed from it when God will show you. But to turn away what God shows you, the things that you desire out of that, you will not receive the way you want it. We can read about that in Corinthians, I believe. About how we're supposed to yield and submit unto one another. We have to learn more than anything that this not only affects how much we enjoy shouting and how much anointing we can go and brag about that we felt at service, but I'm talking about your life. And when I'm talking about the life that God sees, that's the life that God sees when nobody else does. That's the life I'm wanting God to work on. Because, of course, we're going to pretend, hey, buddy, how you doing? My Lord, aren't we blessed? All is well in my soul. And then you get home and you're the most utterly miserable person in existence. And nobody wants to talk to you. When somebody pulls up your name to send you their text, they start deleting. Like, nah, I better not do that. You know, they start trying to type you an email. And no, I don't know what I'm going to get out of that. We're utterly miserable instead of being who we can be in God. If I felt like I wasn't hitting some people in here tonight, I would have hushed. I'm not worried. You can sleep in tomorrow. And if you're coming to work at the church, he'll give you strength. I've stepped on my own toes to the point it's hard to walk up here. But I'm talking about your life when nobody sees you, your emotions when nobody understands, your feelings when nobody knows, and the actions you take when the people you're worried about don't see it. That's where the Holy Ghost wants to dwell. It's better that you do work on the personal things that nobody knows about than to try to do it from the outside in. Because you can come in and make a noise before God and it be of no benefit to you. You can shout and whoo, glory to God, and have a great time and go out the door and leave it here when you go. We'll get in our car and go lay back in our beds. Go back to being paralyzed, begging at the gate, wanting somebody to just have pity on me. Somebody that was at the troubled waters one day thought that they didn't have the ability to get in the pool. But an opportunity presented itself. They got out of the bed. And it's just like that song we've heard sung here before. It's time to get up. That God can be glorified. That he can be shown in this place. You see, when I preach, I'm preaching to the church I know is going to move. I'm not worried about that part of us that gets frustrated. Because if you'll just seek God, he'll help you with that. There's only 24 hours in a day. And if I tried to get around and talk to every single person that felt like I needed to come by, I wouldn't have enough time. I'd miss somebody. I wouldn't be able to reach to everybody. That's why we have an advocate through our heart and not through the priest. There wouldn't have been enough priests today to do it the same way that was in the Old Testament. And chances are there wouldn't have been any priests that were even worthy to make it past the first or second level of the temple. They wouldn't have even made it to the glory of God. They would have been drug out way before that because none of us are worthy. That's why you have access. That's why you can do it. Just as easy as you grab your cell phone, you're like, I'm going to call them. And you like start dialing the number. You pay for the service so that you can call, right? But Jesus is paying your prayer bill. And when you call out, it's already paid for. Unlimited calls and text emails, however you want to get to God. It's unlimited. Don't have to worry if you're Roman because he's everywhere. He's omnipresent. He is in all things. I hope that something has pricked your heart tonight and not just tickled your ears or appeased your mind. I'm trying to get past this and get in here. Because if we can get here to what's down in here, we can really change as people. If you know who I was and you know who I am today, I didn't change because of what I did up here. I changed because what was in here. And with the love of God will come the strength you need to go forward. And while this altar is open, if you need strength and encouragement, and you want to get out of this paralysis, it's time. I'm telling you by the authority of God's word and the spirit that bears witness in me that you can get out of this. Just the same way he spoke to me when I was bound by addictions. It's the same conviction you felt when God saved your soul. Have you ever heard that song? I was there when it happened, and I guess I ought to know. You know when God spoke to you. You know the conviction of God. If he's dealing with you, it's time to get out of the bed. It's time we rise from our slumber and live again the way that he has called us to. I appreciate your attention. Pray. And seek God for yourself, and if he draws you to this altar, it is open for you.